Good morning. It is 8:05 and 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. Starting Monday off with some positive news, a spokesman says former President George H.W. Bush's health condition continues to improve and that he was moved out of an intensive care unit Saturday and into a regular hospital room. Family spokesman Jim McGrath says the Bushes thank everyone for their prayers and good wishes. It was a busy weekend for the College Station Police Department Saturday night. Gunshots were reported near the corner of Poplar and Eisenhower, which led them to a house that had been struck by several rounds. Reportedly, five men armed with a gun and a baseball bat had approached the home and tried to get three individuals to come into the street and then shot at those residents as they went back inside. No one was injured, and the culprits escaped in a black or dark blue lowrider pickup. For suspect descriptions, visit our website at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, early yesterday morning, 39-year-old Shelby Goodman was arrested for his third DWI, as well as for having felony quantity of marijuana at 1.8 pounds. He was stopped near the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Luther Street. A Bryan man was killed around 2 on Friday afternoon when his truck was struck by a southbound train. Trooper Jimmy Morgan with the State Highway Patrol says 44-year-old Reginald Thomas was on Spur 231 near Old Hearn Road, which is near the Robertson and Brazos County line north of Bryan.
Horn, everything else was working on the train. We're still interviewing some possible witnesses that may lead to why the truck entered onto the tracks. So that part's still under investigation.
Reports indicate that Thomas was not wearing a seatbelt, and Morgan says the truck might have had a gasoline problem. It was a frustrating start to the weekend for some residents in North Bryan, as several residents found that their car windows had been smashed. Officer Kelly McKeithen says nothing was stolen, but paint was poured on two of the vehicles, as well as on a house.
It's hard to tell when those actually occurred, but I want to say starting around 1 o'clock in the morning was when we started getting calls, and then officers started driving the streets in that area and were locating other victims of that criminal mischief and were contacting the owners.
She says because the crimes took place so close to each other and in a short time frame, police are considering the crimes as possibly related. Of course, tonight is New Year's Eve, which means it's time to celebrate, but local law enforcement wants to make sure you celebrate safely, especially if you plan to drink. Here's Kat McMullen with more.
College Station's Officer Dennis Bain says if you're going to a party, you should always have a designated driver.
There's always someone that doesn't drink, so have them drive for you. If you're throwing the party, don't let the guests mix their drinks. You know, the more drinks they have, the more alcohol goes in there. And don't push the drinks on people. If they don't want to drink, don't make them drink. They can have a good time without consuming alcohol.
Bain says to be wary of salty snacks, as these make folks thirsty and likely to drink more. And don't leave your drink unattended, especially if you're celebrating in bars or clubs. Furthermore, additional law enforcement will be on the streets.
We're utilizing our STEP program, which is a selective traffic enforcement program that allows us to put extra officers on the street this holiday season to enforce those DWI offenses.
Bryan Officer Kelly McKeithen also reminds listeners not to fire handguns.
It's a Class B misdemeanor. It carries up to about $2,000 fine. Because if you just think about it, what goes up must come down. So you're shooting into the air. You have no idea where that bullet is going to come down at. And we've had that happen on several occasions where it has come down into someone's residence.
McKeithen says drivers who refuse to give a breath or blood sample will receive a court order. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The end of a nearly two-decade career is very close, but Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson isn't mailing it in during her final days.
In a farewell interview with the Washington Post, Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson nailed down the GOP perspective on the fiscal cliff.
I think people want stability and they want predictability, and we want to encourage jobs. I mean, the whole way that you can get revenue the old-fashioned way is to create jobs and create more taxpayers.
Despite the end of her 19-year career in the Senate, Senator Hutchinson is in the thick of fiscal cliff negotiations and holding true to her Republican principles. Jim Reed, TSNU.
WTAW News Time is now 8:10, and it's 48 degrees. This Look at News has been brought to you by Merry Maids. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Some beneficial rain headed our way. A cold front will be dropping down from the north and west. That'll have tendency to bring cooler temperatures our way. Also help trigger some showers. There's the potential for some showers as today goes on. High 60 to 65. Showers tonight, maybe even a thunderstorm. Lows tonight, 50 to 55. Showers in tomorrow, some clearing possible 60. Clear to partly cloudy, 40 tomorrow night. Partly sunny near 50 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, there you go. It's 8:11 or 8:12. With all the e-book devices under the Christmas tree last week, expect print book sales to dip even lower in 2013. They've been steadily falling out of favor all year. The proportion of U.S. Americans 16 and older who read e-books increased 23% in 2012. At the same time, the share of those reading print books in the 12 months ending in November fell from 67%, rather to 67% from 72, so fewer and fewer. Larry Hagman's home is for sale. We're talking 20,000 square feet.
Yeah, just in, a small
yeah,
place.
Little lean-to.
It's just a little hovel.
Yeah, in Ojai, California. Let's see, 5 swimming pools. Well, sure, why not?
Yeah.
One for every weekday. Sits on 42 acres. Wow. Has an impressive orchard filled with olives and grapefruits and limes and oranges and avocados, oh my. And 400 rose bushes. So there you go. Just all that can be yours for just about $6.5 million.
I want to know what the water bill is with 5 pools and
I know.
400 rose bushes.
Why would you need to have 5 pools? I mean, I guess it's not a matter of need. That was wanting, right?
Yeah.
Wanting to have those pools. So anyway. All right, let's see what else. Yeah.
Are they all swimming pools?
Well, it says here, yeah, swimming pools.
Because, I mean, some of them could be like reflecting pools.
That's yeah. true, they could.
Maybe one's filled with gold coins that
yeah.
he swims through.
That's right, yeah, yeah. Apparently he did pretty well. Okay, despite the restrictive gun ownership laws in New York City, 2012 they experienced the lowest homicide rate in 40 years in New York City. Wow. Mayor Bloomberg praised the NYPD. And that's Tom Selleck, you know, because he's the police chief, the police commissioner, whatever.
I thought that was Chicago.
Yeah. No. That's the Blue Bloods.
Different show.
Yeah,
sorry.
Blue Bloods. That's in New York. Anyway, for the newly released statistics, 414 murders in the city in the last year. That is a 19% decrease from 2 years ago. Wow, that's pretty good.
It's because all those people weren't hopped up on the sugary drinks.
That's what it is. They got the smaller drinks, and so as a result, that doesn't happen. Oh, it's
Tom Selleck is that good.
Yeah. Is that it?
Fear the mustache.
Oh, of course. So he's apparently playing this guy, Jack Reacher, who in the books is 6'5", which is only about a foot and a half taller than he is, you know, in real life. I'm just saying. Yeah. College student in Cincinnati obtained a restraining order against her own parents. Aubrey Ireland, mom and dad allegedly followed her around campus and spied on her. Ms. Ireland told the court that her parents regularly drove 600 miles from Kansas and showed up unannounced. Aubrey said they accused her of drug abuse, mental illness, and promiscuity. Then they allegedly went to the staff of the university to complain that their daughter had mental issues. Wow. In court, her parents admitted that they used electronic monitoring software, secretly installed on their daughter's phone and laptop.
Wow. Holy cats!
Yeah. Parents are now being ordered to stay at least 500 feet away from her and in return cut off her tuition and demanded that she pay back the $66,000 they'd already shelled out. Man.
That'll show her.
Well, no, the judge ruled against the payback demands of the university.
Oh, wow.
And the university awarded Aubrey a scholarship.
Wow,
that's in Cincinnati. Man, that's scary on a whole bunch of levels, isn't it? That's just, wow. So OPA's doing an interview with David Letterman, and a part of it is already online in the interview, which will air on Thursday. Dave goes ahead and talks about his much-publicized feud with fellow Late Show host Jay Leno. In that clip, Dave says, quote, "Jay and I were always friends before all this happened. He's an unusual fellow. I've never met anybody quite like Jay. I'm happy to say I think he's the funniest guy I've ever known. But coupled with that, the fact that he may be the most insecure person I have ever known."
Which is saying something, because comedians are notoriously insecure.
Yeah, and he said, "I could never reconcile that." So, well, okay. So anyway, if you want to watch OPA, there you go. Or I guess it's, is that an OPA special? Because she's not on TV.
I was going to say,
anymore,
yeah.
She's on OWN. She's on her OWN.
Oh, right, that's it. Well, okay. Yeah, okay. I may miss that. All right, so here we go. New Year's Eve marathons. That's what it's all about. New Year's Eve marathons. AMC has Walking Dead on. From 8 until 4 p.m.
Good
from
show.
8 p.m. to 4
exactly
p.m.
How is that a movie classic, though? I've always wondered that.
AMC
is American Movie Classics.
Oh, well, I don't know. But this is an original show, right?
Yeah.
AMC original. Okay.
Well, it's kind of like how the Learning Channel, TLC, has Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
And if you'll remember, History Channel used to be nothing but military stuff, really.
Yeah.
And
now they have the Military Channel.
Yeah, and then there's a Military Channel for rent, right? Oh, A&E, Storage Wars, that marathon. Boy, if you want to catch up with that, starts at 5 o'clock this afternoon and runs all the way through New Year's Day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
Wow.
Thank you.
Man, are you a little bit of a junkie on this? Do you watch it or you just heard about it?
No, I'm actually an avid watcher of The Soup, so.
Okay, yeah, good point. Oh. Okay, all right. I'll catch The Soup, and that's true. You can pick up
you
on
can catch
some
up
of that.
That way, yeah.
Yep. BBC America, if you want to watch Doctor Who, they'll have a marathon. TMC has. What? TMC will have an Abbott and Costello movie marathon. Boy,
hey,
nothing says. Yeah, nothing says New Year's like Abbott and Costello.
I loved Abbott and Costello.
Okay. Spike TV will have a Star Wars marathon today. Let's see what else. Oh, MTV2 will have Saved by the Bell. That probably
get out of here.
That's probably pretty good. That's probably a pretty good demo there for them to do.
Kelly Kapowski, all right.
Yeah, the Sci-Fi Network is doing its annual Twilight Zone New Year's Eve marathon from 7 in the morning and continuing through New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Okay, on New Year's Day, we've got TV Land. Is going to do marathon episodes of The Births on Dick Van Dyke, Roseanne, The Cosby Show, Andy Griffith Show, and Everybody Loves Raymond. I didn't know there was a birth show for a Births on Andy Griffith. But anyway, nonetheless, CMTV will. Oh boy, if CMTV's going to have Reba on all day long.
The Reba.
That'll just be great.
And her husband Narvel.
Yeah, and AMC now on New Year's Day they'll have Mad Max. So there. Go for that.
There you go.
Now, also, it's time to put out our list of worst movies. Because, you know, there were some of those, too. The worst movies of the year. Hello?
Hi. We need to publish a list of all the people who don't own guns in New York.
Yeah. That's still be a good idea. That's again, that was just three counties. It wasn't in the city itself. So, I don't know. So, Jordan, are you a movie person? Do you go to the theater or do you not watch them or do you wait until they come out and watch them at home?
A combo of all above. When I'm not having busy life syndrome or whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. When you don't have time to even
go
know,
to the movie.
Yeah. While you walked into that room or whatever. So, anyhow, here we go. It's if you remember Christian Slater, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people do, but most of America doesn't anymore. The one-time A-lister found a new basement in the box office for 2012 with his presumably horrible horror flick Playback. How bad was Playback?
How bad was it?
Playback played one movie theater for 1 week in March and raked in $264. That'd be 33 tickets sold. Okay.
One movie theater.
That's a bad day.
The budget was 7.5. It brought in 264. 7.5 million.
Oh.
It brought in $264. That's not too good. Among the biggest stars in box office turkeys, Eddie Murphy, duh.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler, duh. Johnny Depp, Tom Cruise, and Tom Hanks all had made the list. Here are our top 10 because we don't eight because we don't do 10 of the worst shows. The worst movie this year apparently, John Carter. What was that?
John Carter.
Oh, John Carter. Was that that Tom Hanks movie? That
no, it was what? The it was the Disney
something or another.
He goes to Mars. It was a weird story. I went and saw it. It was.
Did you?
It was strange.
So you, sir, have the distinction of having gone and seen. Did you stay through the whole movie?
No, as a matter of fact, I didn't.
Okay.
We left early.
I will walk out, as you know.
It was just meh.
Number two was Battleship. Number three was Cloud Atlas. There's your Tom Hanks movie right there. Number four was Dread 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Number five, A Thousand Words. Number six, Rock of Ages. Number seven, That's My Boy. And number eight, Dark Shadows. Dark Shadows.
Dark Shadows.
Okay. So now, you saw John Carter. Did you see any others that were on that list?
No. I didn't see many movies last year.
Jordan, did you see any of those that were on that list?
I did not see any on those lists, actually.
Yeah, I have to say that I didn't either, so I'm glad I was able to dodge that, but there you are. Now, what people did watch last week, The Hobbit. Hobbit did $32 million its second week. Boy, that's not too spectacular, really, considering I thought there were a lot of Hobbities people out there.
Hobbities!
I don't know, yeah. Django Unchained finished second. Then Les Mis debuted at only $28 million. That's probably not too good. I don't know. Just from seeing the trailer, it looks like that show costs a lot
movie.
To make. Yeah, so see how that works out for him. Number five was Parental Guidance. That apparently is a new one as well. And then the aforementioned Jack Reacher coming in at $14 million. So that's what people did as far as going to the movies for last week. All right, it's 8:21 now.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Stocks could end their losing streak. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are pointing a little higher ahead of the final session of the year on Wall Street. Apple is among the stocks seeing early activity. The company's shares are down slightly. Apple stock closed Friday at the lowest level since mid-February. It has lost 27% of its value since September 19th, but it is still up 26% for the year with the one trading day left. The fiscal cliff talks in Washington are going down to the wire, but there's no panic among investors. Analysts say this suggests there is still optimism on Wall Street. A solution to the budget problems will be found, if not by the end of the day today, then early in the new year before the economy can be dragged back into recession. Leaders of the American Airlines Pilots Union have approved the framework for a labor deal that would come into play if American Airlines and U.S. Airways proceed with a merger proposal. Terms of the deal, reached after 3 weeks of confidential talks, were not released. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
Will King's here this morning from the Bush Library and Museum. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Good. Hope you had a Merry Christmas.
I did indeed. And
good.
You?
Good. Thank you. Now, and by the way, just kind of a look back, y'all changed things this year because obviously you had a really big exhibit in the and you still do in the museum and library. So how did that go for you?
As far as the holidays and the rotunda?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, it went well. We moved it next door over to the Annenberg Conference Center, and, you know, folks seemed to like it. It was a little more space than what we usually have in the rotunda. But the main thing was, you know, the different performing acts, the school groups and the other private groups still got to go through there. They made their performances, the, you know, parents and everybody loved it, and the kids got to make the arts and crafts and everything. So the essence of the event itself was, you know, remained the same. Hopefully next year we'll look at moving it back over to the rotunda, but I think this year everyone really enjoyed it. And, yeah, the exhibit that you mentioned, the genome exhibit, is right. Still going strong.
Sure. Okay, so now we've got New Year's coming up. That's one of the few days that y'all are actually closed.
One of 3 days out of the entire year. You know, we were just closed on Christmas, Thanksgiving before that, and now New Year's.
Yep. So what do we got coming up as we start the new year?
As we begin the new year, we have an issues forum on January the 8th, and that's with Dr. I will try and say this correctly, Sunny Ramaswamy. I believe is how you pronounce it.
His mom's not listening. It's okay.
Okay, that's good. But he is the director of the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. So he's going to be coming and talking about food, obviously.
Right.
But how that ties in with our genome exhibit. And so it's going to be really an interesting talk, I believe. And that, again, is January the 8th. It's a totally free event. That'll be at 7 p.m., and we'll have a free reception afterwards.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that's ongoing that's really neat is that y'all have movies, too. You've got something coming up?
Classic films. We do indeed. We generally show one a month, and, again, the theme is loosely tied in with our temporary exhibit that we have. This one is the Mysteries of Life series, and the one that we have coming up on the 10th of January is a great mystery of you know, of our time. It's The Birds.
Well, that's a stretch, but that's a great movie. That
it
really is.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
That's fun.
A very classic film,
yeah,
one might say.
Yeah, if you get the doctor to talk about birds maybe during his lecture, then obviously
sort
it would
of
be
the
a
avian,
time.
Sort of avian something.
Yeah,
okay, yeah,
something like that. But that is fun. That's a fascinating movie to see
is.
On the screen.
It is. With our Mysteries of Life series, we've been showing several Hitchcock films. They've been very popular. So, yeah, The Birds on January the 10th. Again, another totally free event where you come by. It begins at 7. Come by in the hour beforehand. You'll have free popcorn and refreshments and everything for you.
Sounds like a great deal. If you want some more information?
Website, Facebook, all that kind of good stuff. You can find us at bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
There you go. Will King here from the library visits with us on Fridays on News Talk 1620.
Like humans, bacteria store energy in fatty acids. A new technique hijacks this process to create a potentially useful fuel. University of Turku biochemist Patrick Jones and his colleagues grow E. coli bacteria that create fatty acids from sugars like glucose.
And at that point, that's where our pathway intervenes and redirects it.
They intercept the fatty acids and create fatty aldehydes, which in turn are converted into fuels like alcohols and alkanes. Jones says the resulting fuels won't improve on pollution, but they're from renewable sources that don't require drilling. And unlike ethanol, the resulting fuels could potentially replace gasoline altogether in conventional engines. Jones says the system could also work with algae or other plant life, so instead of sugars, the starting ingredients would be sunlight, water, and carbon dioxide. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 828. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Got a 90% chance of showers today and tonight, as a matter of fact. And they're moving this way, not too quickly, but they're crossing Interstate 35 basically right now and kind of headed our way up. Northwest of Waco is where the heaviest rain happens to be right now. Anyway, as far as the numbers are concerned, high temperature today, 58, low tonight around 47. Cools off a little bit more on New Year's Day. 53 will be the high, 36 will be the low. And then kind of in between there, about 48, 49 to 50, all the way through the balance of the week. We'll have, though, mostly sunshine starting on Wednesday. Lows, maybe a freeze on Thursday night, it would be 30 degrees, but that's how it's looking. Right now, humidity is 89%. Wind chill factor is 45 degrees, and the air temperature is 48.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Well, it's Cotton Bowl week. The Aggies and Oklahoma square off this coming Friday night at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington. The game will be broadcast here on the Aggie Radio Network and on this station starting at 6 o'clock. The game will kick about 10 after 7. Toby Rollins, the play-by-play voice for the Oklahoma Sooners. We started out in our conversation with Toby getting a comment about Landry Jones, the OU quarterback.
I think Landry had a great season. He had a bad game against Kansas State. Had a couple of turnovers that cost him that game. Got a lot of heat afterwards. Unfortunately, we had 2 weeks to sit on that loss because there was a bye after that. But he bounced back and has played great down the stretch. I mean, the wins over West Virginia and Oklahoma State, he had 500-plus yard passing days, has been a leader for this team all year long.
Toby Rowland, the play-by-play voice for the University of Oklahoma. He'll have more on Landry Jones tomorrow. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Football Report.
Good morning. WTAW News Time is 8:31, and it's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserol. Starting your Monday off with some positive news, former President George H.W. Bush is out of intensive care and in a regular room at a Houston hospital. And President Bush got a little treat.
Let's save a
President H.W. Bush celebrated his release from intensive care in Houston with a serenade by his favorite group, the Oak Ridge Boys. Bush, 41, has been hospitalized for nearly a month. He's bouncing back from bronchitis following treatment. The Oak Ridge Boys interrupted their vacations to perform via speakerphone.
There you go.
Jim Reed, TSN News.
And a Bush family spokesman says the Bushes thank everyone for the well wishes and prayers that have been sent to them. An early morning call to the Hearn police resulted in one man dead over the weekend. Hearn officers responded to the Columbus Apartments on Riley Drive early Sunday morning when shots were reported coming from a white car. When officers arrived at the complex, they engaged 28-year-old Tajarrell Satchel, who died in that shooting. The incident is still under investigation by the Texas Rangers. The key sticking points remain the same as the so-named fiscal cliff approaches, that would be taxing the wealthy and cutting the budget. One thing that's different to that is the deadline that's approaching, that's midnight tonight. Vice President Joe Biden, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and top administration bargainer Rob Neighbors worked late last night in hopes of settling those differences, and the House and Senate are meeting today. It's New Year's Eve, and there will be a lot of celebrations tonight, but be aware, Bryan Police will have additional street patrols to help keep everyone safe. Here's Kat McMullen with more.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says that includes a no-refusal policy for suspected drunk drivers.
If you are believed to have been drinking and driving and are intoxicated, and you refuse to give a specimen of your blood or breath, then officers will seek a search warrant to get that blood, so that we can ensure, you know, better cases against those people who are drinking and driving.
McKeithen also reminds listeners to keep fireworks out of the city.
I love to shoot off fireworks. I love to see my kids' faces when, you know, all those colors are up in the air. But city limits, it is prohibited. You are caught with fireworks. It doesn't matter if you are even using them. If you are in possession of those fireworks in the city limits, then you can receive a citation.
Grant money is paying for the additional enforcement. Meanwhile, even if your own get-together isn't out of hand, College Station's Officer Dennis Bain has tips for dealing with noisy neighborhood parties.
Call us. Don't go over and try to take care of yourself. Lots of times that escalates things because, remember, there's alcohol involved. It might not be the neighbor that you're speaking with. It might be one of the guests that showed up. So just call us. Just because we're going over there doesn't mean they're going to get a ticket. We'll get things quieted down.
Bain says he understands that it's a holiday and people will be partying, but citizens need to respect the rights of others. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With New Year's falling on a Tuesday this year, Colin Killian advises that College Station sanitation and brush collection services might differ from their regularly scheduled days.
We will be closed on New Year's Day. There will be no sanitation or recycling that day. Sanitation collection will be collected one day behind that scheduled day, and then that means that Tuesday and Wednesday's recycling will be collected on Wednesday, and all other days are normal.
For further details on that, visit the city's website at cstx.gov. Drugs and guns were part of what College Station police had to deal with over the weekend. A traffic stop near the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Luther Street early yesterday morning resulted in police finding more than a pound of marijuana in a car. The driver, 39-year-old Shelby Goodman of College Station, was arrested for the marijuana, as well as his third DWI. And on Saturday night, three residents at a home on Poplar Street were shot at by five men who had tried to call those residents into the street. No one was hurt, but the house was damaged from the gunfire, and the five men, armed with a gun and baseball bat, fled the scene. At WTAW.com, you can find more details, including a description of that getaway car. A collision between a train and truck that took place Friday afternoon on Spur 231 near Old Hearn Road resulted in the death of a Bryan man. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says investigators are still trying to determine why 44-year-old Reginald Thomas was on the tracks.
It's a possibility the truck just driving onto the tracks, it might have been actually trying to back up off the tracks. The trooper's thinking there was a situation with gasoline and maybe the truck was stalled out and was trying to go in reverse and back off the track. So that part is still being investigated.
Morgan says, for what they know, the train was sounding its horn as it approached the intersection, and says this particular crossing has a yield sign, but no guard arms. WTAW News Time, it's 8:36 and it's 49 degrees. More news later today or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I bet you can come up with any number of reasons why you don't want to get started on some sort of an exercise program. Well, Super Slow is not like any other exercise program, and I want you to give it a try and see if it is right for you, because it is so different. You call them at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. You go in, and the first session's absolutely free. Try some of the machines out and see what this is about, because it is a personalized, customized program where you work on the machines with one person every time. Takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less, but because it is just organized for you, it is set up for you. There aren't any distractions, there's no lights, no music, nothing that keeps you from being able to get in and efficiently exercise and be on your way. A couple of times a week to get started, then you move to one time a week. Call them today at 693-6100 and let Super Slow Zone show you a different way to exercise. Minutes a week in shape for life, Super Slow Zone.
Live from Wings and More on University Drive, it's the Coach Billy Kennedy Radio Show from 7 to 8 on Monday nights. Join me, Dave South, and Coach Kennedy as we preview upcoming games and provide insight into the Aggie basketball program. Check out AggieAthletics.com for more details.
Hey, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Some beneficial rain headed our way. A cold front will be dropping down from the north and west. That'll have tendency to bring cooler temperatures our way. Also help trigger some showers. There's the potential for some showers as today goes on. High 60 to 65. Showers tonight, maybe even a thunderstorm. Lows tonight, 50 to 55. Showers in tomorrow, some clearing possible 60. Clear to partly cloudy, 40 tomorrow night. Partly sunny near 50 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So here we are. It's 8:39.
Fascinated by this list of bad movies.
It's been Downs,
general manager of Byron Broadcasting.
Yeah, here this morning. I was going to find a fan.
By the way, did you get one of Lily's pralines?
I did, thank you.
Yeah, okay. I told her that you guys were jonesing for her pralines, yeah. So
Mike,
that was
last. Mike's gone already.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We have two of them. We have two batches. We have this batch that's in here that Scott won't share.
That's right. Dang right, him. Yeah.
Well, so what's up with Frito next door in Candy 95? I said, you want a praline? He said, no. So I don't know. Is it the first of the year? The first of the year grumbles that everybody gets.
He's got his workout coat on.
Oh. Yeah, that is the best part about getting old. After a while, you recognize that in yourself, and you just don't care.
You know what you can do, and you know what you can't, and that's exactly right. So anyway,
but I was looking at these bad movies. I saw Dark Shadows.
Yeah,
and it was Johnny Depp, so it's going to be weird, but it was played as a comedy, and you're sitting there watching, and it's not a comedy. I guess they saw they had a bad movie, so they decided to put the previews out, and the synopsis was a hilarious look back at the...
Right.
And
right,
it wasn't.
Right.
I mean, people died and everything. My boy was just awful.
They paid him a lot of money, too. Yeah. That's My Boy. Is that an Adam Sandler movie?
Adam Sandler, it's awful. It's just awful.
Now look. Can you explain to me why you would go to an Adam Sandler movie?
Didn't go. Just saw bits and pieces.
Okay.
And just
right.
that part made my stomach hurt.
Right.
Worry for the union. Rock of Ages, Tom Cruise, that was, it was okay. I've always said that I could be happy sitting in a movie theater listening to classic rock music with the sound system turned up really loud.
Right.
And that's kind of what that one was.
Okay.
1,000 Words, I don't even know what it was. That's that silent thing. Is that Jim Carrey or somebody? And Dread 3D, that's just stuff blew up real big.
Right.
Cloud Atlas, saw that. And, I was telling you, at first everybody thought it was really good. Then suddenly the Emperor's New Clothes syndrome came in, and we realized we were just being tricked.
Those people who sat through it thought they'd been through some cerebral experience. And
I
then
did.
They realized.
I absolutely did, because I could keep up with it.
I remember you saying that next week.
It was 3 hours of 30-second vignettes. And if you can keep up with it, that's probably me. You think you've done something.
Right.
Battleship, what do they expect? It's just stuff blows up movie. That's
one
fine.
More time.
John Carter, what a wasted opportunity.
Now, what was that? What was that?
Disney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it was
that,
John
see,
Carter.
Kevin went to that too.
Yes.
And walked.
Well,
out.
I mean, wouldn't you say that it was ruined by being a Disney movie?
Yes.
And that's why I'm worried about Oz. That's going to be a great movie, but it could be Disney-fied to the point where
it's watered down.
I know. It was like the black hole. What? An absolute great science fiction movie from a long time ago, and they had happy robots.
I remember that.
With their little face,
right.
their little eyes were happy for the happy robots, and everything else, stuff blew up. And,
yeah, you're right.
But Disney finds a way to pitch it to a 3-year-old, and it doesn't work. And John Carter was, that's not a movie for kids. But still, their sensibility is that.
Well, and what's interesting about most of these movies, I was looking them up during the break, and most of them have made a lot of money. John Carter made $73 million.
Is that right?
Yeah, but
that's
cost $200 million.
No, that cost people jobs. It put Disney almost out of business.
Oh, wow.
Because it was a $250 million movie to make.
Right. But how about Adam Sandler? He made $37 million on That's My Boy.
And cost about $50 to make.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Battleship, $76 million. So
wow.
People went and saw
it. No, go. Okay.
Once again, nobody ever went broke underestimating the public.
You can.
Yeah?
You absolutely can.
The movie business, you can pretty quickly.
That's very true.
I remember that. Was Carter the one that cost the Disney guy's job?
Yes.
That's the one, the most
expensive movie ever made.
I knew they'd done one that did that. And so now, did you go see Les Mis?
We'd have to hide all the sharp objects in the house.
Okay.
And it's just, I can't go see it. It ain't a feel-good movie. No, it's not. I saw Silver Lining Playbook, and I nearly lost Lily halfway through it, because it's not as good as I thought it was going to be. It's a nice, interesting movie, but that's about it.
Boy, I'm hearing Bradley Cooper is supposed to be like Academy Award nominee because of that.
He's
trying to make people forget about Hangover 1, 2, 3, and soon to be released 4,
but
5,
he,
and 6.
He did a really good job in this. You feel he's crazy.
Okay.
And I think that may have been what he was. Lily thought he was getting out of prison after 6 months. He was getting out of the loony bin after 6 months, I think is how they put it.
Right.
Now, that was Allison Meserol telling me that Hunter just doesn't like sweets. Tucker next door.
Really?
Frito doesn't like sweets.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Well. So anyway. Maybe he's not just...
But the man could have still taken something from the boss and said, oh, thank you.
Yeah, exactly, and then give it to
necessary.
Lainey.
No. Lainey will chow down on sweets.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
So.
But anyway, and the other one we saw was Lincoln, and that was definitely worth it. It's also slow movie.
But, you hear that's a good movie.
But don't worry yourself about it, Scott. The rest of America will see it.
That's
and
fine.
You, the one with the morning talk fest, will be the guy who is blissfully unaware of where that movie takes us.
I think the last movie I saw in a theater
was Wings.
No, it was that, who's the guy who played the king that stuttered?
King's Speech. Colin Firth.
Which was a perfect movie. I think, mm-hmm. You leave that and go,
really good.
I don't know how much better we get than that.
Well, and Lincoln's kind of that way.
Right.
But, it carried the flaws of the guy, and that, it's kind of like talking to my dad. There's always going to be a story told. And, that was that got a little tiresome after about the second hour. But it's a great movie.
Okay.
Chuck Howard told me
that
I needed to
go see
that.
That.
And just to thank him later. I'm not sure I'm going to thank him later, but it was all right. So anyway, we have changes coming in the new year.
We do, as a matter of fact. What would those be?
Oh, wait, it said you were going to do that part.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, well,
some people are going away and some people aren't. Well, actually, one of them already has gone away.
Yeah, Laura Ingraham just kind of...
That got weird.
Boy, that got weird fast, didn't it? Were we able to share that memo with you, Kevin?
No.
Oh, it was great. It was her former syndicator sent out a letter about it and said, and when she comes to your town, you won't feel like you've had the crap beat out of you because you brought her the wrong flavor of coffee.
And see, now
she I have to tell you, when she came to our town to do the deal, when we came, Bill Oliver saying silver lining is okay in his book.
All right, there you go.
Good. But when she came to our town, I had to take, for a book signing, I had all those Sharpies.
Yeah.
Wrong color. I had to take the black ones back and get blue.
Get out of here. Was that not in the writer?
Well, now that she's not on our station anymore, the story can be told, though, that
she did her show here.
Yeah. No. She's here twice, right? We went to dinner with her. We took her to dinner after a signing.
Difficult woman.
There were five of us. But actually what happened was the waiter at the restaurant spilled the water pitcher down the back of her associate.
Oh,
who was
Lord.
There.
Uh-oh.
But she was okay, at least within the framework of the restaurant for that, and they were very apologetic and everything, but she was fine during dinner. I mean,
maybe
okay.
That she's just a when she starts performing, the switch gets flipped.
And
that's entirely possible.
When she came in the studio, she was very nice, and she didn't let me make fun of Dartmouth very much, but but aside from that, I mean, she was fine. That's the microphone.
She
was
unhappy about how loud the laptop's keyboard was
when she typed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The keyboard was too loud?
Yes, it was.
The sound
of the keys being pressed on the laptop.
And of course, Ben would have said, well, why don't you not strike the keys so hard? But that probably would have
been
counterproductive.
But she would have ripped my throat out if I had said that to
her.
And you consider she's nicer than Ann Coulter, I'm just saying. But anyways.
Coulter, who was on my telephone this morning, last night when I got home.
Really?
Yes.
What was she saying?
Yes. I don't have any idea.
Okay.
Something she's wanting me to buy something or pay for something and press one. When she's done. Ooh, I was mad about that.
I understand that.
All right, who would you want to see taking the place of Neil Bortz?
Well, let me see.
Because I'm not going to hire that person.
Oh, you're
obviously
not.
Obviously.
Okay. I did have somebody in mind.
Yeah, but that's crazy talk.
Okay. All right. So who are we going to put in there?
Glenn Beck. We signed up Glenn Beck, and so as soon as Neil sings his swan song,
He does a good radio show.
He's a radio guy, and he's a Texan. So,
He's in Dallas now,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So
yep. And then for the night shift where we normally have Laura, we're going to put a young pup in there, sort of like what we did with the morning shows.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, really.
Cool, huh, Kevin?
Appreciate
that's,
that.
That's a first.
Yeah, we're all young ones, right? Yeah. Okay.
And we're signing up Andy Dean.
Who's Andy Dean? Is that
he's political light. Oh. He talks politics. He talks about how it interfaces with but he talks a lot of culture. He talks a lot of how that culture is referenced by politics, sort of like Michael Medved does.
Okay.
And he's the rising star in the premier radio stable.
Okay.
And so we have him. And then I guess we need to start talking about Bortz.
We do, because Bortz will be here. He'll do his next-to-last show of broadcast history right here in College Station.
I have been asked many times, what about tickets to see it? And it is going to be just open seating. We have procured the Oakwood Room over at the Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
And that seats, I don't know, 200-400 people.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'll have people at the front door to, you know, visit with you and help you orient yourself. But otherwise, no tickets will be necessary.
Yeah, and it'll be a come-and-go thing, obviously, because he does a very long show and does a little local Atlanta stuff before he does the network. And so
start at 6:30 our time or something.
Right, something like that. So it's a matter of, coming in and staying as long as you feel comfortable. And he presumed that he will chat some while he's in his network breaks and with the audience, as he's done before.
We're kind of looking for things that would be cool to do for Neil. So, because it's the last time you'll see him when he's famous.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Mike says you missed the part that a spot of water fell on her white blouse, and she was livid about that. She said you missed that part.
Oh,
everybody has a Laura Ingraham story to tell.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that now?
I do,
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Anyway, we're looking for people to do something, if somebody has something cool or one last chance of something where they interfaced and interacted with Neil Bortz, either when he was Randy Neal here in the 60s, or since then, we're kind of looking for people to bring up and chat with the talk master himself or have some significance. I would give anything if I had tapes. We lost the tapes from the show where the man, the gentleman who pulled his father from the burning aircraft.
Right.
He lives
right
here in town.
Yep.
I've lost all of that.
Oh.
I've lost the man's name. I've lost the audio. I don't know. So if you happen to know this gentleman, if he's still with us, and he, World War II vets, we can't always be sure, but if he's still with us, we'd certainly like to bring him back for this farewell show that Neil is doing.
Yep.
So there's the story. That was a heck of a story. I mean, it touched Neil and everything because he pulled Father Bortz, who's upside down in an airplane on an island in the Pacific, and pulled him out of there.
There you go. There are stories. The heroes among us, as we find out daily.
Yeah. So what do you think we ought to do?
Well,
Let's see, Neil's not listening right now, so I can tell what. The people at A&M have come through with a very nice proclamation for him.
Oh, very nice.
So that's
good.
Nice.
Glad
we need
that.
To work on the wording a little bit, but we have that. And we're working on, some other things, some other significances. I need to talk to the Reveille people and see, because Neil's big on Reveille. He's from the dog times.
Yes, that's right. When Rev was the symbol, basically. Mm-hmm. And well, that's good. Well, we'll look forward to that. But again, so you'll know it's free seating, open seating, and just come in and it'll be a come and go while he's broadcasting here, and just come and enjoy.
Get there early, you'll beat the crowds for sure, because most people don't know that he goes on the air at 6:30 in the morning our time.
Yeah, and again, if you have something that you think personally would be kind of neat, let us know, and we'll see if we can integrate that into what we're doing. All right, there we go. It's about 9 till.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears, because he keeps me up at night constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dynavite on WJR, and I went to DINOVITE.com.
There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3, a lot of the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product for approximately 1 week and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dinovite.
He loves the Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com, 859-428-1000. Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
I bet you can come up with any number of reasons why you don't want to get started on some sort of an exercise program. Well, Super Slow is not like any other exercise program, and I want you to give it a try and see if it is right for you, because it is so different. You call them at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. You go in and the first session is absolutely free. Try some of the machines out and see what this is about, because it is a personalized, customized program where you work on the machines with one person every time, Takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less, but because it is just organized for you, it is set up for you. There aren't any distractions. There's no lights, no music, nothing that keeps you from being able to get in and efficiently exercise and be on your way. A couple of times a week to get started, then you move to one time a week. Call them today at 693-6100 and let Super Slow Zone show you a different way to exercise. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions, but the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up to the fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out, maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cooler weather and sharpening up the old noggin's a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
Hey, about 5 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Do you have an autograph from Elvis Presley or one from the Beatles? Well, it's probably a fake. Authorities who are autograph authenticators told Reuters that fewer than half of the Elvis or Fab Four signatures sold this year were the real thing. They are the top two on the list of most forged celebrity signatures. That's why I watch Pawn Stars. The guy comes in with the big spyglass, talks about him. He's a specialist in that. Others that made this list, Michael Jackson, John F. Kennedy, and astronaut Neil Armstrong. He passed away, of course, in July.
Yeah, Armstrong was notorious for not signing anything
Didn't sign too many things at all in his lifetime. And while we're talking about that, it is time to pick up our list of people who died starting in August and starting with Neil Armstrong. He was 82 at that time. Phyllis Diller, 95 years old, housewife turned humorist, and actually did most of her jokes about her looks and her facelifts. In September, Reverend Sun Young Moon, who used to just marry him by the stadium fulls, 92 years old. Michael Clark Duncan, you remember him from the Green Mile, 54. Art Modell, former owner of the Baltimore Ravens and longtime NFL guy. If you remember, he was the one who moved the Cleveland team out. 87. Andy Williams, Moon River, 84 years old when he passed away. In October, it was Alex Karras, if you'll remember him, in Blazing Saddles. But, you know, before that, he played a little bit of football for the Detroit Lions. Arlen Specter, who was a U.S. senator from Pennsylvania, died in October, as did George McGovern, who had been a Democratic presidential nominee and also a senator. In November, it was Larry Hagman at the age of 81. In December, Dave Brubeck was 91. Ravi Shankar was 92. And Norman Schwarzkopf just last week. So those are the people who passed away in 2012. Lady in Georgia filed a police report saying her mind is haunted. Her mind. That's right. Haunted things. Mind. Her mind is haunted. According to the New York Post, the unidentified 40-year-old woman claims that the specter that haunts her head stole her resume, her criminal history, and her blouse. Okay. The lady also claimed to be visited fairly regularly by a ghost of her mother. I'm thinking she does have some problems there. A Western Wisconsin couple credit a pet chicken for helping save them from a house fire. When smoke alarms didn't go off in the house, it started to cluck cluck the chicken. What a good name for a chicken. Cluck cluck the chicken started making a racket, woke the couple up. Fire destroyed their home. The couple's okay, and so is cluck cluck and two cats. So.
How loud is cluck cluck if the fire alarms don't wake up?
And again, I don't know. And what kind of sound does it chicken make when it's making a lot of noise?
Not sure. All right. How much wood could a wood cluck cluck?
Them too. All right. We'll give you this today, but we'll probably give it to you tomorrow because it's late in the show, and you'll need something to do when you have to go back to work. How many people have to go back to work on Wednesday? You may have to go back to work. 100 things that we didn't know. There's a list of them. 100 things that we didn't know. We will mention to you that number 54 is it takes more energy to sit through a 15-minute meeting than it takes Usain Bolt to run 3 Olympic 100-meter races. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. Let's see. Top 5 craziest world news stories. The Onion, of course, fooling the Communist Party into thinking that Kim Jong-un was, in fact, the world's sexiest man. They did that. And do you remember, in addition to the Mayan deal, that we also had End of World Fails last year with this Harold Camping guy? See, that was so long ago, we don't even remember that.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact is, that one had done that as well. And just in case tonight, remember that a champagne cork could put your eye out, as well as a Red Ryder BB gun. But, sorry. Didn't mean to say that so fast. But according to the Academy of Ophthalmology, warning everybody that the uncorked bottle of bubbly should be done safely. You put like a napkin or a towel over it and you know, work it.